Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And we've got a couple hours left in the show. So definitely, if you have some questions on what you can and cannot do outside today, call us, ask us. We'll be here to help you out. Because it's, you know, there are some things when you get out there, you're like, oh, should I cut this back? Should I do this? What should I do? Well, that's what we're here for. Okay, so definitely call us with questions. In the meantime, you know, what else can you be doing in the garden? We've talked about it this morning already. We've talked about continuing to clean up the leaves. We talked about continuing, to get the yard ready for winter. But what else should we be thinking about doing at this time of year? Now, we've had a bunch of rain, but we should be thinking about continuing to water until the ground freezes. Especially our plants that are newly planted this season, right? The ones that you put in, you spent money on to get into the yard to make that yard look so much better. A lot of times our plants, you know, we kind of say, all right, well, it's fall, they can do it on their own. Well, our plants can't always just do it on their own. So this is the time frame where we have to do the job for Mother Nature. Even though it's been raining, I'm telling you, watering your plants that you've planted till the ground freezes is only going to help the longevity of your plants going forward. And it's the same thing with some of your more established plants that might have had some issues, right? And we talked about the drought earlier in the last hour and how some of our plants, I was worried about them. Well, if they had some issues, maybe it's watering those guys until the ground freezes. Really some things to be thinking about this time of year. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We do have a call on the line. So I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ralph is in Massachusetts.
Ralph, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I have a Japanese maple tree.
Sure.
Pretty large. And what I have is the bottom, I have some growth on the bottom, and then it kind of rises up to the canopy.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I should cut those lower branches off.
Well, so that's, you know, what is it, a weeping, or is it more of a like upright?
It's an upright.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty large. It's probably 20 feet tall.
Yep. Okay, so you don't necessarily have to remove the lower branches. What I might do is, if it's coming out of the base, is that where it's coming out of, or?
About 2 to 3 feet up. There's like a whole new growth coming around. And then there's nothing for like 5 feet, and then it kind of just spreads up to the top of the tree.
Gotcha. So these branches kind of come out and then almost go straight up and down?
They stretch out, pretty far out.
Okay. Well, so, you know, you can kind of see if there's a major, you know, gap in there. I might just prune them out at this point just to balance the rest of the tree out. Because, you know, depending on what could end up happening is, you know, you have this growth there, but then nothing. It just kind of looks out of balance. It's up to you on if you want to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not like a necessity. It's not one where it's like, if you don't do it, the plant's going to be harmed. What will end up happening is the plant is putting its effort there, so it might not focus on the other areas as much. So this might be a good spot to, you know, prune that out, get it cleaned. While you're doing it, look and see if there's any other sucker growth or anything else along those lines that's in there, some damaging branches, some branches that are, like, crossing. But, it, you know...
Okay.
I'd do all that at the same time, but I think you'd be okay by getting rid of those, honestly.
Okay, yeah, and that will make the canopy kind of go higher, is what it kind of looks like before the top to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll move it up.
Okay.
So definitely, if that's what you want to get done with the plant, then I would remove it, honestly.
Okay, and the question, how far from the pump do I cut them?
I'd cut it right to the trunk itself.
Right to the trunk. Okay, great.
Yeah, because if you don't, the plant it's going to then start shooting out multiple branches from there.
Right.
And you're going to have bigger. It's like we're trying to develop the whole plant. So I wouldn't. I would just cut right to the base, nice clean cut, and go from there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of time left in the show, so definitely call us with any of your questions. Like I said, we're going to be here for 2 more hours. We'll be here to enjoy it, so definitely... The weather is good this week, and last week really, but it makes you want to get outside and get some things done. I know, like I said earlier, I spent time out there. I know you'll want to spend time out there, but just enjoy it. Enjoy it while we got it, because in a couple weeks, couple months maybe, it's going to be cold. And we're not going to be able to really do a lot of it. So, you know, just think about it. See what you can do while you have time out there. So, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Sun's out, or at least it's partially out, right? Earlier it was a little bit sunnier. But it is, it's there. So let's get out there. Cleanups. If you want to leave the leaves, leave the leaves. If you want to move the leaves, move the leaves. Really up to you. We could have this discussion, a lot on, the different ways to do this. We've talked about it for so many weeks. But up to you if you want to leave the leaves. Right? If you want to leave the leaves in the yard and around your plants, then have at it. If you don't, clean it up. Again, up to you. But a lot of people have started to discuss the fact that leaving the leaves around your plants will help keep the pollinators in the area, will help keep the those pollinators where they need to be. And so that is the main goal of leaving the leaves. But what else does it do? It also can create some compost in those areas, some organic matter. You know, some of the, you know, you've heard me for a number of years here talk about soil samples, and I tend to get into some of the scientific details. But one thing that I leave out and I keep forgetting and I want to talk about again is organic matter. Organic matter is huge when it comes to the lawn, but also in the garden, etc. We look for organic matter to be added so that it can actually help the living microbes in the soil be successful. Right? So that's part of it. But the organic matter can be done in multiple ways. Adding compost, adding leaves, adding a number of things. But it's something we should do. So keep in mind while you're doing it. Anyways, give us a call. We got plenty of open lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara called before. She's in New Hampshire.
All right, Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for such a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I have azalea and rhododendron bushes, which I trimmed back in the spring. They really needed it, but there are a couple I did not get to. So is it too late to trim them back, or should I wait till after they blossom next spring?
Now, which ones, I'm sorry, I see rhododendron and azalea, those are the two that you...
Yeah.
So, you know, you can clean up some of, like, the dead branches, those types of things, but I would not prune, like, a major pruning for those two. Waiting till after they flower in the spring is really the best way to go, especially at this point in time.
Right.
Both of those plants have developed a lot of their buds for next year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
thank
and you.
You
don't want to affect them. You know, if it was a necessity where it was like just way too big and you could deal with no flowers for next year, that's what you could do. But I wouldn't prune at this point.
And the same question for a burning bush. When do I cut that back? Mine is really, really in need of a good cut back.
So you could prune that back now because it is a bit different. It's not going to flower for you.
Right.
Right. So that could be pruned back. Or you could wait till the spring once you're starting to see some of the new growth popping up. Because then it gives the whole season for it to get, you know, really hit. The thing I would look at is, you know, take a look at the long-term forecast, the next 7 to 10 days. If we're going to get, like, a really heavy frost on, like, the next day, I wouldn't prune. But if it's right. going, it's not going to be for like, you know, 4 or 5 days, you'll be fine. It's just okay. if you, you know, say you get out there and you prune at like, you know, midday, and then all of a sudden overnight it's down to 30 degrees, we could affect the long-term growth.
Thank you.
One last question.
I did hear earlier in the program you talked about the perennials that you should cut back.
Yes.
And I will look up that website. But bee balm, you mentioned bee balm is one that you should cut back to help prevent mold. Is it too late to cut the bee balm back now?
No, you can cut it back. So one of the things with it and is if it had like the mildew earlier in the year, it should have been cut back to help prevent it for the next season. But you can continue to do that as time goes on. But it's not something that you have to completely cut back at this point. It's one of those that you can and you can or you don't have to, right?
Okay, mine did have mold. And they were plants that were developed especially to deter molding, so I was surprised. I broke off the branches that were affected, and they seemed to get new growth and looked good, but it might be a good idea to try and cut them back again just because of what it went through. Should I mulch them?
I would just mulch them in just to keep them protected for the winter. The thing with a lot of these is we want to wait till the ground freezes and then mulch them in, right?
Okay, that's good.
The biggest concern is if we mulch them in too early, the ground's not frozen. You know, the squirrels, chipmunks, rodents, they're all looking for some place to live for the winter.
Yeah.
And so if you put it down now, you're creating a little home for them with food, shelter, water, everything it needs.
Good to know. So what would I use for a mulch? Leaves or a store-bought mulch? Or what would I use?
Yeah, so you can use leaves, you can use compost, you can use store-bought mulch. You can really, the sky's the limit on it. Just something to keep it the same temperature over winter.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your responses.
No problem, Barbara. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break here. Phone number 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
A Texas state trooper who arrived at the scene of the Uvalde, Texas massacre just 5 minutes after the shooting started has been fired. The sergeant is one of several troopers investigated after revelations that law enforcement delayed going into the school while the gunman killed 19 children and 2 teachers. According to CNN, the Department of Public Safety officials did not disclose a reason for the firing. Boris Johnson is back in London after cutting short a Caribbean vacation to return to Britain for his party selection of the next prime minister. Johnson, who was forced to step down due to a scandal only months ago, has not said if he plans to seek that would make him the next prime minister. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Barb's in Minnesota.
All right, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a Beauty of Moscow lilac.
Okay.
And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so it was still pretty hot out, the grasshoppers were attacking some of my spike plants.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to take some insect repellent after that. So I did. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to get after my Beauty of Moscow, too, because I don't want that eaten. Well, about a week later or 2 weeks later, every leaf on that Beauty of Moscow was black. And I'm wondering, and so I cut it all off because I usually trim my lilacs back in the fall anyway, but I don't know if it's ever going to come back or if there's something I can do for it to make sure it comes back.
Now, was it the leaves that were black?
Yeah.
And now, I know you said you cut them off, but did the black rub off?
I didn't even check. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Don't worry. Because one of the reasons why I bring that up is that sometimes if the leaves turn black, it's what they call sooty mold, which is from an insect. And so that's where I was going with it. At this point, you've already cut all the leaves. Did you cut the branching back and everything as well?
Yeah, I just didn't know what was happening to it. So
did you cut it all the way back to the ground? What did you do?
Oh, no. The tree itself is still standing there. It just doesn't have any foliage at all.
And okay, so it's just the foliage. That's actually fine. I mean, the foliage is going to drop off anyways, right, in the next couple weeks here. So you should be fine. One of the things that you might want to take a look at doing there's some products out there that are like systemic that can help the plant
with some of the other insects that are that could go after it. There's a product from Bonide, called Tree and Shrub, that is a systemic that will go into the plant, translocate through, and help protect it for pretty much up to a year. So that might be something to be looking at doing. It's something that you don't have to mix with water and then spray. This is something that you can mix and pour right into the soil there. So that's an option, for some of the leaf miner, some of the scale, some aphids, adelgids, those types of things that can affect it. The aphid scale, those are the types that might have caused some of that black leaves, right? So that can be poured right on the base of the trunk, and it's just based on how big the plant is, right? So that would be something to take a look at for the long term of the plant. The other thing I would do is, since it was somewhat affected, water it until the ground freezes, right?
Okay.
If it's weak, something happened to it, and it's not doing well, we want to try and nourish it back so that the winter doesn't do any damage. And so by throwing a hose on that lilac, letting it just sit, on a trickle for maybe like 20 minutes or so every couple days before the ground freezes, is going to help bring those nutrients that are in the soil back to it. I'd also look at thinking about, like the product like Protolizer from Natural Alternative, right? Protolizer gives these microbes back to the plant, and it helps it build up the immunity for future infestations. So these are a couple options. What's that?
That's a fall thing?
You can do that a couple times a year, to be honest with you. You could do it in the fall, or wait till the spring and then do it a couple times, every couple weeks or once a month. And what it's doing is adding the microbes to work with the fertilizer that you use in the spring to get it right to where it needs to be, activate some of the soil around it so that it's a stronger plant. So I would definitely look at doing some of these things to help it. But just losing the leaves that you've cut back, the plant should be okay, because it's going to lose them anyways. It's just a little bit, you just did it early for them. Get rid of the leaves if you haven't already, right? Don't leave them there, because that could end up being an issue long term, where it's something overwintered right from it. So I'm sure you probably already cleaned it up. But anything like that ever has an issue, get rid of the leaves, throw them in the trash, something like that. Don't put them in a compost. Don't keep them on the ground underneath the plant. Get rid of them.
Yep, they're out in the woods.
Perfect.
Okay, right. And that product you said, Tree and Shrub, is that, I should do that pretty quick?
That can be done now, because it takes about a month for it, depending upon the size of the plant. It can be less than that. It could be a week or two to really translocate through the plant. So what happens is, you'll get the size of the plant. You can mix it with a gallon of water if you want, and water right by the base, and then the product will then go into the root system, then translocate through the plant. So absorbs into the roots, then goes into the plant throughout it all the way around, and helps can prevent some of those infestations later on.
Will do. Thank you so much.
No problem, Barb. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ping is in Lansing, Michigan.
Ping, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
How can I help you today?
Well, I had this dog that I raised the dog, and then I butcher it, but it poops a lot before that. Would that make good fertilizer or no?
I mean, I wouldn't use that. No, it's definitely not good for it. You know, I would just get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay, that would be something I wouldn't reuse. It doesn't have multiple stomachs, so that anything that they've eaten kind of just isn't completely digested. So it's not good to use as a compost.
Does the urine you get in the bladder, after you butcher, you have the bladder and the urine, and would that make good water?
I wouldn't use any of it. I do appreciate the phone call with the information, but I wouldn't use that. So thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do we have some more calls on the line there, Nathan? All right, so we are free of calls. We have open lines. Definitely call us, but, you know, I don't. Sorry, I'm kind of in a little spot here. I don't know if I heard that the last caller right, but I don't recommend any of that. Yeah. Anyways, let's think about going outside, enjoying the weather while we can, right? Enjoying the garden, doing some cleanups. We can, we still have time to fertilize our lawns. We still have time to put cover crops down, right? Cover crops for the vegetable garden, like using like a winter rye, right? Putting that down that covers the garden, and then you can till it in next spring. Now there's an option for you. So there's plenty that we still can be doing this time of year to get our garden successful for next year. The other thing we should be thinking about doing, right, is start thinking about ice melt for next year. Or this, it could be even this year. It could be in the next couple of weeks. Who knows? But in the past couple of years, right, there's been supply chain issues. Can't always get the plastic containers, can't get the shaker jugs, can't get all those other things that we normally use. So think early. You know, if it's a local garden center, grab them. You can call Natural Alternative. You can go to their website, naturalalternative.com. Get some of those now so you're ready. You've heard me talk every year about trips, slips, and falls happening because of ice. Black ice, not seeing it, right? Breaking a back. Breaking an arm, breaking a leg. But, you know, we think of, all right, you know, I'm not going to be able to go to work, I'm not going to be able to do this, but the longevity of everything that happens, all those things could be prevented with ice melt. So we should be thinking now, get it into the house, get it ready, so that that first storm that happens, if we're not thinking about it, those are the times we usually fall. So definitely think about what you can do to prevent it by thinking ahead. Another thing we'll start, you know, thinking about doing, cleaning up our mowers as we finish mowing the yards. We still got some more time to be mowing and you know, cleaning up the leaves with them. But when we're done, make sure we clean the underside of the mower. Get rid of the, you know, the grass that's built up there, some of the rust that's on there. Maybe take the blade off if you can. Sharpen it for next year. Make sure there's no gas left in it if you're leaving it out in the freezing cold, right?
make sure it is ready for that next season now, so when you go to use it next year, take care of it. I think I said this last week. It could have been the week before, but still a good time of any. Get the snowblower out later today. Put it in the middle of the yard. Start it up. Get it ready. Make sure it works, right? Because it would be bad if the snowstorm hits and then that snowblower doesn't work. So get it out there. Try it out. Make the neighbors think you're crazier than they already think. But try it out just to see if it works. We're trying to think ahead the next season. So when that next season hits, we're ready to go. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More gardening question and answer for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Real quick, before I get into the calls, I talk a lot on weekends. And that last call really had me speechless. So I do apologize for that coming on. I didn't actually realize completely what was being said to me until the end. I would never promote any of that. So I apologize, but during that break, I got my dog with me every Sunday. I've had her for a number of years. Hugged her a little closer there. So I apologize that I was speechless and for that call. No matter what we do for asking questions of what they're going to talk about, some of these things too happen. So I just had to get that out there because I was feeling bad. Anyways, Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Duxbury.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there.
Good morning.
No apology necessary for that. I think that's a cultural thing, and her question was in earnest, but I think you did just fine.
Thank you.
I'm calling. I've had so many questions answered this morning, and I do love your show. Regarding winter preparation.
Yep.
So I learned this morning from other callers what not to prune back, what to do. But I'm wondering, should I be feeding some of my trees and shrubs with perhaps a mixture of Holytone and water? Now or?
Yeah, so definitely at this time of year, fertilizing our trees, arborvitae, shrubs, those types of things is definitely worth it. But what you want to do is you want to use it at half the rate that you would have in the spring. So it'll tell you right on the bag how much to use. So what types of plants are you looking to fertilize?
Well, I just installed some new Green Giant arborvitaes.
Okay.
And I'm babying them along. They're getting a little interior brown, but I expect that's normal.
Yep.
So I have those, and I have some roadies that have really had a rough year.
Okay.
And those are more what I'm looking at.
All right. So the rhododendron, you can definitely feed with a holly tone at half the rate right now, right? Definitely worth it. The arborvitaes, the green giants, how long ago did you plant them?
Probably 6 months ago.
Okay. So you could use the holly tone, but they even actually recommend using plant tone for arborvitaes now. It's interesting.
Okay.
But you can use either, honestly. The difference in the fertilizer is not a whole lot. But you could definitely fertilize with the holly tone at half the rate at this point. No problem.
That's great.
And just water it in. Continue to water until the ground freezes, like we had said earlier in the show. That way you're getting the plant off to a good start for winter, so it's hydrated, it's ready for the next season.
That's great. People were calling in about the pruning, and I have some like winterberry holly and some mulberry kinds of bushes. I didn't prune them. I'm late. They're looking really leggy. And I was thinking about, maybe lightly pruning, but also wrapping them up for winter with like burlap. I've done all sorts of wraps for the winter, and some haven't gone very well, and I've had broken branches. When would I best start wrapping them up for winter, and probably with burlap?
So any of the wrapping up for winter like that, I'd be waiting another 3-4 weeks.
Wow.
One of the major reasons is the sun is still out for, and it's out during the winter, but the angle of the sun is still a little bit high. But what happens is the plants could still be growing, and it can affect photosynthesis, which helps keep them green, the leaves green long term. So you kind of want to wait till the leaves have dropped if they're, deciduous, and then kind of wrap them at that point. So mid-November is a good time to do it. Okay?
Okay. You know what? I have one more question. Can
right,
I wait till after the break?
Definitely. Hang tight with me. For everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.